Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. One of the favorite things I liked to receive as a child was a Connect the Dot coloring book. Every page of the book was a new adventure as I traced my way one dot at a time to solving the picture puzzle. Sometimes I decided to start with the midpoint and trace forward or backwards just to shake things up a bit. Well, do you know that connecting dots is still satisfying for me? And I am privileged to do it every day as I pray the daily office of prayers and readings of the church. The practice of it connects me to the central point of the panorama of salvation history, which is Jesus and his church. Through Jesus and the church, I then connect the old covenant with the new covenant lived out in the history and letters of his early church. There's a prevalent theme revealed in today's reading, or should I say, connect the dot picture, as we consider the gospel in Matthew 12, as well as the Old Testament readings. In reading them, we are able to trace our finger to the answer Jesus gives to the skeptical scribes and Pharisees who demand a sign that Jesus was the expected Messiah. You see, the scribes and Pharisees not only knew what the Old Covenant proclaimed about the promised Messiah, they had memorized much of it. And why? So that they would recognize the fulfillment of the Old Covenant when the Messiah Jesus entered history and established his church in the New Covenant. Here they were speaking face to face with the promised Messiah standing before their eyes. They could touch him, see him, hear him. Some even dined with him. Yet they still wanted a sign. Their doubt and skepticism, and I must say their dislike of what Jesus had to say, messed with their own connect-the-dot picture about God and his covenant. How does Jesus respond? He begins with a sign named Jonah, who they were very well acquainted with, and connects himself to him, declaring, "Something greater than Jonah is here." He then connects to another sign named Solomon. Again, they knew about him. Then repeats the same, "Something greater than Solomon is here." I cannot imagine how exasperated Jesus must have been. A concrete wall comes to mind for some reason. Let's consider something else about the signs of God's faithfulness that is recalled in the Old Testament readings today. The psalmist sings about the righteous person, the person who keeps covenant with the Lord, comparing their life to a tree. The righteous person is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The prophet Isaiah describes it in another way by declaring how the streams of living water flows over those who keep covenant with the Lord. "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessings on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. Here the Creator is offering up the signs of the fidelity of his creation to usher us into the reality of the eternal truth. The sign of the truth's arrival in history, fulfilled in the Word made flesh and living among us, Jesus. A sign revealed in Christ's church, the new covenant, and its sacramental tradition in the practice of worship of the Most High God. Friends, when we begin to understand that Jesus is the living water of the covenant fulfilled, we can envision ourselves as trees in the soil by streams of water. We open ourselves to planting our life in the soil of the Word and the celebrations of the sacraments as we keep covenant with Christ. And as a tree innately thrives when water is abundant, we see how the fruit of the Holy Spirit grows in us as we drink from the Word and receive the sacraments of His covenant. The word sacrament itself means a sign of the spiritual reality. To avoid the sacraments is to deny the reality of the new covenant. In fact, it is to deny that Christ is the Son of God. Sounds like the scribes and Pharisees, doesn't it? So here we are, back with Jesus' response to those Pharisees in today's gospel. Something greater than Jonah, Solomon, trees, water, and fruit is here. In other words, fellow Pharisees, we cannot choose what we like about what Jesus teaches and ignore the parts of the new covenant that mess with our own connect-the-dot pictures of Jesus. Furthermore, if we disregard the conditions of the covenant as practiced in our sacramental faith, we ignore the central point of our salvation, which leaves us all scribbles and no picture, so to say. How about you? Are you so tangled up in your skepticism about the truth of Jesus and his covenant that you're all scribbles? Do you ever ask yourself, what's the point of my life? What's the point of keeping covenant with God and the sacraments when the stuff around me brings me more pleasure? Here's another question many decide not to answer. What's the point of weekly worship at Mass or the sacrament of confession? Oh, dear friends, we are on our way to withering away by all our skepticism about Christ and his church when we forgo the living waters in the practice of the sacraments of our faith. Something greater than our skepticism is here among us. It is Christ's presence in the reading of sacred scripture and in the receiving of the church's sacraments. Jesus, in you we live and move and have our being. Place your hand upon ours so that we would allow you to connect the scribble we've made of our lives. Connect us to the signs you have given us through the new covenant, Jesus, in your church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.